Welcome back to the Sports Zone. Bill Logan now going to interview West Delaware head boys bowling coach Bob Morris. Bob, kind of an interesting last week since we talked the last time. A couple varsity meets, a couple JV meets. Talk a little bit about your last two meets, one at Wallert and one at Maquoketa.
Yeah, at Wallert, that's a great environment to go cherry lanes. And, you know, it's kind of the kids get wide-eyed. It's a big laned house, and you got a casino underneath you. But it's a nice place to go bowl. And Notorious, it's a little bit of an oiler shot. But our kids like the oil, and we came out and shot a 31-92, which was our high score there for the year. In that 1,068 Bakers was our high score. We had some nice scores. Bradley Sheets shot a 454, and Ethan Sellers was our high that week with a 257 game in the 470 series. So just some good bowling. We got the win, which is not always the most important thing, but to be able to improve our spare shooting, which we had that close to 70%. And the kids were focused, and everyone else that was right around that 400. And so then we went to Maquoketa, and they're you know, really a good team and right up there in the top five as they usually are. And they were a little too much for us, bowled a 30, I think they had 32, close to 3,300. And we had a nice score of 3,100, which is good. Again, we had some good game. Bradley Sheets came out of the gate with a front eight. And then the next game, he went the front seven and went 243, 277 for a nice 520 series. We had the other guys right around that 400, which was good. So he took the high score. We're kind of rotating that between John, Ethan, and Bradley. And the rest of the guys are right in there, consistent at 400, which is putting us in there that 2,100 for games, which you're always happy with that. And then the Bakers, we're real close to getting that 1,000, but we were at 968. Just had a little, we spared real good at Wallert. We didn't spare very good, and you and I talked earlier. We just came out of the gate. We were 7 out of 28 our first game, just not sparing well. To give the boys credit, they didn't panic. We kind of reset that second game, and they went 21 out of 25 then, with a couple splits, and all their scores went up. So real happy with that. It's just sometimes you just don't line up very well, and it just doesn't work. But as far as their attitude and continue to get better, and that reset in between games where we had a little visit, and they did a nice job for us. So scores were good. Like I said, we're averaging right up there, that 30-50. That keeps us in that top five, which should help our location where we go for the qualifier. And just to go on here, as you said, we had some JV meets. I took six guys over to Cadillac, and it was all Bakers. They finished 7th out of 12th, and there was only five 200 games, and we had one of them, which was a 215. So a nice showing for the guys. And then we finished up here Saturday with the JV meet, which Sue and I ran just as a regular meet. Independence brought a team over, as well as Waterloo West, and then we had our two teams. And so we won that with a 2,500 out of the top five boys. Declan Tucker, who's really been bowling good. And we're going to take a look at him down the road here. He had a 467 series with a high game of 240, something in there. So that was, and David Meyer came in there with a third place finish. And we had a little certificate for the boys and some recognition. So it's kind of a fun day. The parents got out here and watched their kids. And end of a big week, and now we get ready to keep rolling.
Well, that's exciting to see you get that much opportunity for the JV kids, because sometimes those guys don't get a lot of activity. They don't get to see a lot of actual game day bowling because some teams just don't have enough guys to get a JV team, so they don't really get as many opportunities. So that's a great opportunity for those kids to be able to get and compete in competition.
Yeah, because we work through the week. I have what a great blessing this year where I have a 18 kids, so I have 12, the JV, and had those kids kind of working down here off to the left side, and then I work with the varsity, and like I said last time we talked, we did more individual lessons with all those guys, and their scores are going up. A lot of those guys had their, Jackson Gekken had his best score with a 170, Chase Hutchison shot a one senior for us, shot a 150 in there, so he was excited, and just getting them out there. and getting used to that environment where everybody's kind of yelling. And the Bakers is much louder than what they're used to. And so that was fun and basically real gratifying for me to see those kids experience that.
Gets a little sentimental maybe in the fact that tomorrow we have the last home meet at senior night. Hopefully the weather allows us to be able to do that tomorrow. Was originally scheduled for Friday, but a conflict with Benton Community on the passing of their former superintendent, who's a super individual, and we just told them that we would be glad to switch it. So they wanted to switch it to tomorrow. So tomorrow, right here Thursday at the Alley, 2:30, you'll have recognize your seniors on senior night.
Yeah, we're real sorry for the loss for Benton Community there. And as our seniors, we have three of them. I think Sue has two, which she'll discuss that with you a little bit. Chase Hutchison, he didn't go out his freshman year, so he kind of started a little bit late. A really good kid, likes to bowl, and kind of rotates his bowling with his other activities, but been good for us, and we're sorry to see him. He's a really good leader down there. And then Caden Hass, who's bowled with us, again, another one that missed a year in there, has came on lately and has came a little closer to that 200 game, which he's been trying to get. And then our Traven Sullivan, who's been here two out of the 4 years, really just a good kid, likes the bowl. He's going to try to continue that. Actually, today, I think he has a visit at Wartburg, so there's some interest in him. He's a two-hander. Just dealing with, he's had a bad hand, which affects him as a two-hander, where he tries to get that, you know, he doesn't have a thumb in there. So he's been dealing with that a little bit, but boy, he'll give us all he has, as he always does. So sorry to see those guys go, and you always lose their leadership as well.
Well, you have the final home meet, but then on Saturday, weather permitting, you go over to Independence for a Baker, and just a straight Baker tournament. So that'll be a good experience for the kids as well.
Yeah, that's definitely a qualifier environment. A lot of good teams there, 2A and 1A. You try to get into the top eight if you can, and then get in like we did at Prairie. So we're going to take the guys we've had going here lately, and we're going to look at Declan Tucker's going to take a shot in there and just kind of see if we're missing anything. Throws a lot of strikes, but as all our guys, we got to get better at spare shooting. So that'll be fun for us. And like I said, the weather, it's supposed to be really cold, but we'll kind of see where take a van over and be careful and get the guys and their kids over if we can go.
Well, congratulations on a really successful last couple of weeks since we visited with the kids, and they're getting better, and that's what you want. This is that time of year in February where we just try to get better, because we're not too far away from Guamac coming up and then the qualifier to go to state tournament.
Well, I want them always to stay humble. You know, when you start putting scores up and people start saying how good you are and you start listening to that, there's only one way to go when all that takes place. So we discuss that and talk about things. And you can hear in the background some pins getting hit, and we've got a few kids that are just – they're like that gym rat. You can't get them out of here. They want to bowl if they can, and so they'll work on some things. But yeah, you hope to improve. You don't want to peak too early, and we just keep getting a little bit better and getting better, just better with our attitude and our approach. Like I said, at Maquoketa, we just couldn't quite get some of them strikes to string, and we missed a few spares in the middle. And the next night, we're out working on those things. So you just got to line up that day. We've got a great attitude. We'll continue to keep working at it. And just because you work hard and you think you deserve it, it doesn't always happen. So we're ready to take whatever it comes that day when we get to the qualifier and the WOMAC and those things.
Well, we'll be excited to see you tomorrow afternoon at 2:30 right out here at the Alley for the last home meet of the year. So good luck tomorrow.
Yeah, Bill, thank you. We're really looking forward to your broadcast. Appreciate you guys getting out here at KMCH. So we'll try to put on a show and get us another win.
Comments from head coach Bob Morris from the West Delaware Hawk Boys bowling team. We'll be back with more of the Sports Zone right after this.